Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara, starting from the previous Daf, going into this Daf, speaks about the idea of tumo blua, of a swallowed tumo that is not metame. Meaning, if a tumo is swallowed in the womb, so then the tumo is not metame. Now, there is a halacha that's negel maise based on this. The Shach in Yerideo Simon Shinayin Aleph, he brings the name of the Rekeach, that Ashes Koyen, who's pregnant, is allowed to go into oil hamace, allowed to go in a place where there's a mace. Why? Because it's sovek sveiko. First, maybe it's a nafil, it won't be a baby that will live. And the second thing is, maybe it's in a keva, maybe it's a female. So the sovek sveiko, you don't have to be choishish to make the baby in the womb of a kohenes tame, because he's a kohen who's not allowed to go into oil hamace. So I asked the Mogen of Rome in Orechaim Simon Shimim Gimel, Siv Katan Beis, why does it have to come to the sovek sveiko? Even if we know it's a zocho and we know it's not a nafil, it's a tumo blua. There's no, we just learned in our sugyo that if a thing is blua, it's swallowed, it's in the womb, it doesn't receive tumo, it doesn't give tumo. So why won't be the problem to go with the vlad of a koyen into oil amis? So this question is discussed by many of the achronim. The Ritbaz and Chelek Aleph Simon Reish, he brings this discussion and he says that the reason why here is a problem is because we're talking about a woman who's already 9 months pregnant. Maybe the ladle will start in oil amis. Maybe the head of the baby is going to come out in oil amis. That's why we have a chashash, and that's why we tell her not to go in oil amis. That's why we don't see balua. Comes the Rekach and says, the Miman of Shach should be okay because, first of all, maybe it's a stillborn, maybe it's a nefil, and maybe it's an akeva. So that's why, in that case, you should not have a problem. But a woman who's in the middle of pregnancy, so of course you have no issue because of balua. The Primi Godin, when he brings the Mogen of Rome, that quotes the Rekach, so the Primi Godin there in Orechaim Simon Shemim Gimel, he says, why is this sex fake? What's a sex fake? Suffolk number one, maybe it's a stillborn. Roiv Noshim, they give a birth to live babies, to healthy babies. So how can you rely on this sex vehicle? So explains Bir Megodim, really, it's a tumor blua, which is okay. But tumor blua is only mutter midiraisa. Midirabanon, you're machmir. When you have a sex vehicle, you're not machmir anymore. So that's how he puts it together. The reason the Rekach has to come to sex vehicle, they tell you why it's not even is to derabanon to go into oil amis. The Chasav Sofer in Yerideo Simon Shinun Dala brings the Primi Godim, and he argues, he says, even if there's a Isser Derabonon by Tumah Bluo, there's no Azhorah for the Kohen to be careful with it. There's two things. One is there a problem of Tumah Derabonon? The second thing is, therefore you have to be careful not to go in Oil Amis. We never find such an Azhorah. So even if you want to tell me there's some kind of Isser Derabonon, why will a mother can't go in Oil Amis and get this Tumah? The Avni Miluim in Sin Pei Beis Ois Aleph, he says that a fetus, a vlad, b'mei imoy, is not considered to be tumah blua. What we talk about in our sugya tumah blua is regarding a tabas, we talk about a ring that went in the stomach of somebody, so it doesn't really belong to the stomach, it's called tumah blua, it's swallowed. But a fetus is not considered to be tumah blua. It's considered to be part of the mother. And the same thing says in Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Samech Gimel, or his Gimel, he says the uber is considered to be uber yerachim, or it's one of the limbs of the mother. So even though it's inside, it's an internal limb, of course it becomes tummy, it brings raya from any internal limb of a person, it becomes tummy together with the person. So therefore, you have an issue over here unless you come to six vehicle. And Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, the Kovit Shurim Chilag Beis, Mimalef, he says a chiddish, alam dash a chiddish, he says sometimes there's no tumor. But even though there's no tumor, there's still an iser to be an oil amis. It brings an example, when you have a person who's a goisis, he's on his deathbed, there's no tumor yet, but there's still an iser for a kohen to be there. Not because he's going to die, but because he's considered to be mace regarding these things, even though it doesn't cause tumor. So the same thing over here. Tumor will not go in here because there's tumor blue. But still, there's oil amis. You have iser oil amis. You have to come to six sick to say why you could come in. So the Ma'aseh the Achronim bring different reasons to explain for this din of the Rekeach. And the Shiur Knesset Gedolah already mentions it was a minug in many Mekoymis that Eishes Kohen should not go into a Beis Kvaros. And even though he argues, because he says the Rekeach says you're allowed to, it's because Sfek Sfek you're allowed to, but you see that he brings that minug. The Minchas Yitzchok and Chelek Yud Simon Mem Beis, he brings that today people say in the name of older women that women that are pregnant, even not Koyhanos, even Israelis, even if they're not Koyan, they should not go into a Beis Kvaros. There's a minhag not to go to a Beis Kvaros. We don't have any source to that minhag. But there is an idea, he brings it in the name of the Sefer Heshe Moshe, that anything that old women say, So it's something you have to follow. It's something that's coming from above, you know, the seichel. Something that's coming from, it's like almost like a little bit of a nevuah. So if so, what's the pshat in this minig? The women that are pregnant, even Israelis, should not go into bais kvaros. So the Mechasitzra goes on to explain in length that we know the Gemara brings that when they used to take care of the mechatos, they made sure that the children that took care of the mechatos of Paro Adumo, where they got completely tar. So what do? They went to give birth al haselah. The woman gave birth on top of a rock and made sure that these children never became tameh until they brought the water of the mechatos to the Beis HaMikdash. So brings the Nesiv Chaim, but if they just gave birth there, when they were pregnant, they went into Oil HaMeis, these children are already tameh. Unless you want to say that Tumo Plua is not metameh. But we learn, we saw these Achrayim that say that Uber Me'imoy is considered to be a part of her limbs and does get tameh. So you have to say that the minig then was that these women that wanted to have their children doing the Efer Paro Aduma, the Mei Paro Aduma, they did not go into Beis Kvaros during the time of the pregnancy. They were very careful in order for the child not to become tamek, because they wanted them to be pure from the beginning. It says this is the mocker of the minig, that any pregnant woman should not go to Beis Kvaros, because maybe this child will be Zayich, Beis Kvaros will be built, and this child will be the one bringing the Mei Chatos to Beis HaMikdash. So though today we're all tameh, but we try our best to limit the tumor. So pregnant women did not go into the Beis Kvaros. That's the shayush of the minug that we have today. Fascinating inyan based on our sugyo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.